Microwave energy. If the radiation leaking from nuclear waste dumps and damaged reactors doesn't kill you, homegrown radiation from ubiquitous cell phones may do the trick. After all, a cell phone is merely a handheld radio transmitter slash receiver, both sending and receiving microwave energy. Anyone with a microwave oven knows what a high-powered blast of energy does to organic tissue. But what about low-level energy? The fact is that no one knows, since cell phones have only been around for about 20 years. There's no question that cell phones have skyrocketed in popularity over that period. According to the Cellular Telecommunications and Internet Association, as of 2010, there were more than 303 million subscribers to cell phone service just in the United States. This was almost triple the 110 million users in 2000. Worldwide, the number of cell phone subscriptions is estimated to be 5 billion. But new studies have increasingly indicated the deadly effects of prolonged cell phone use. According to the results of a French study published in the British journal Occupational and Environmental Medicine, individuals who used their cell phones for more than 15 hours per month over a 5-year period, on average, had between 2 and 3 times greater risk of developing glioma and meningioma, brain and spinal tumors, compared with people who rarely used their phones. This new study only added strength to past studies that had suggested a link between long-term cell phone use and brain tumors. Our study is part of that trend, but the results have to be confirmed, said Isabella Baldi of the University of Bordeaux in southwestern France, who took part in the study. The researchers did agree that due to the ever-increasing use of cell phones, microwave intensity has been decreasing, making it difficult to know just how harmful phone usage might be. However, the French findings correlate with a Swedish study in 2003 that showed increased risk for glioma with cumulative cell phone use. This research showed an increased risk of tumors in persons who began using cell phones before the age of 20. Apparently, the highest risk of brain cancer from cell phone use is related both to extended use, more than 15 hours a week, and to beginning cell phone use at an early age. Dr. Richard A. Stein, a postdoctoral research associate in the Department of Molecular Biology at Princeton University, wrote that the question of cell phone toxicity has polarized society as much as the decades-long controversy over the ill effects of tobacco. He noted that cigarette ads continued for decades, featuring health professionals, babies, and even Santa. It took thousands of scientific studies until establishments that initially adamantly refuted any links admitted to the potential health dangers. Stein observes that several inconclusive studies on the dangers of cell phones have been funded by the cell phone industry. He also notes that while thermal or heat issues have been addressed by cell phone studies, many other factors may be involved, such as protein leakage through the blood-brain barrier and other cellular damage.